This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson Kennedy. Welcome to our podcast for Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. Make sure you subscribe and like and all that good stuff, too. We appreciate that very much. On the podcast today, The Salt and Dan Show. It's like a show within a show. It's the Radio Matrix on Carson Kennedy. Kennedy has decided she's done dating. There was a very awkward wedding proposal with Salt over the Easter holiday. And we also talked to our good friend Erin O'Malley from the Midday Show about an amazing event she attended last night.
Let's go!
Yes, sir!
Poked along by Nordstrom. Off of Corrali. One-handed across by Achari. And Corrali trying to wind his way through and does. Corrali shot! He scores!
Let's get it! We got this!
We got it!
Seven! Let's go!
I just want to ride through my city in a duck boat.
Sean Corrali raced in, angled to the left circle, and step one by Freddie Anderson. Bruins 3, Maple Leafs 1.
Let's get it. We got this. Game 7. Let's go.
Guys, we are bringing back the Salt and Dan Show. I want to take you back.
Welcome, listeners.
I want to take you back to opening day of the Red Sox. We were down there. We were having a good time. And we ran into these two guys that we love. Their names are Salt and Dan.
This is throw up from 2004, okay? This was there since the beginning. Pedro forever. Look at you, fancy pants with your little Boston Red Sox jersey. Oh, it's all buttoned up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, none of your stuff is even counterfeit. Wow.
Oh, you got all your buttons on there, even the ones down low.
The bloody sock from Curt Schilling actually touched this hoodie, kid.
Okay, I see you. You know that cop in the outfield? He's my uncle.
Oh, my God, you know Teddy?
Yeah, you know Teddy, too? I play Keno with him on Tuesdays.
Oh, my God, down at the Elks?
Yeah. We're brothers.
That's the day we became brothers, Fred.
The Salt and Dan Show. Welcome back, guys.
Yes, Bobby Orr is my uncle, and my mother's middle name is Marshawn. Yes. You're welcome.
Oh, my God. I got to give a couple of shout-outs after last night's Game 7.
Okay.
First shout-out is to the red-headed dumpster fire Kennedy over here.
Yeah.
Because she called it. She said, Bruins are taking the cup this year. Second shout-out goes to my buddy Ray Bork. I'm sorry. I know you crossed the picket line, but it was because he was picking me up some 80-20 for my hamburger helper. That is my special pregame meal, okay? So thank you, Ray. Third one goes out to BZTV because the first dude they interviewed last night had an eye patch. Oh, my God. Did you see that guy and his lady? They were awesome.
That's actually my buddy Marty. He's a great guy.
Marty is a
Union plumber.
He is. He's great. Yeah, if you need a good fix on the toilet, you call Marty, okay? And finally,
yes.
Okay. Julian Edelman for chugging that beer. Oh, my God. Without him, we wouldn't have scored those first two goals in the first period. It was amazing.
How do you rally an entire city by chugging a beer? That's how.
That's how you do it. You do it with three Super Bowl rings. That's how you do it.
First off, it was ridiculous that anybody was even nervous. Toronto's biggest export is Drake.
Come on.
And he pees sitting down. They never had a chance.
Yeah, they imported Bieber last night. Hey, let's bring out the big guns. Yeah. Let's put Bieber in a suite.
Oh, Bieber's here.
Ooh, with some Voss water. Oh, yeah.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Hey, guess what, Bieber? That was
for that Tuca glove save robbery. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You know what? I got an in with my buddy.
Oh,
she handles the sweets.
Okay.
And she told me, that wasn't Voss water. That was tap water. Tap water there, Biebs. In your face. That's straight from the Charles.
Listen, I am such a big Bees fan. I actually secrete black and gold as a defense mechanism against predators.
Yes, you do,
I'm
my
like
friend.
A poisonous dot frog in a Krejci jersey.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. Last night was the tale of two cities with me and Danny Boy. So Danny's there, and he sends out this pic with him and his war face. He's in his mom's kitchen with the two beers there, the Bud Heavies. He's ready to roll. And I couldn't be prouder of him because, unfortunately, I had to watch the game last night on an iPad with earbuds in because CP was sleeping.
We lead different lives
we
now.
We do.
You're
we
a domesticated
do.
House cat. It's
yeah.
okay.
No, it's all right. I was in my pillow fort, you know, underneath yeah. it when the Bees went up.
I got
up.
Home. I bought 5 McGillicuddy nips. I slammed 4. I saved 1 in case of an emergency, like a Leafs 5-on-3 power. Play or something.
Nice.
They got funny blue money with somebody else's queen on it.
Come on.
And you're going to come to the cradle of revolution and not get smacked up?
Okay, and this is to all the Toronto Maple Leafs fans out there that yell, oh, well, we got 13 cups to our name. The last time you won a cup was before Carson was born.
And
that's old.
And before we go, I got to talk. We play Columbus tomorrow night.
Who?
I did some research on Columbus.
Tell
There's
me.
There's less than 1 million people in that whole friggin' city. I flip more people off in the HOV lane
yes.
than you have living beings
oh,
in your
man.
Town. And their franchise started in 1997. I got Bruins hats older than them.
Oh, my God, guys.
Let's get it. We got this.
Let's
Game
go.
Seven. Let's go.
Bees forever.
It is my favorite
face.
Show on the radio, the Salt and Dan Show. Thank
God
you, guys.
Yes.
It was good to see you again.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you again.
I'll be back when we win the cup.
Hey, did you kick down that sparkly water you gave us last night or what?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Kennedy has shared with us that she's quitting something forever, and it's kind of funny but also a little bit sad.
Is it with the help of Chantix?
Nope. Smoking a while ago. Yeah, I don't know if it's forever, but just for now, because I'm tired of the dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting.
So you were supposed to go on a date yesterday.
I was.
And then you bailed.
I did.
Why did you bail?
And he's the nicest guy, too. He's really funny, and like, mm-hmm. you know, I figured it would be easy because we'd had a nice conversation, but I feel like I'm doing it for all the wrong reasons, you know? Like, I need to get out of my house, and
yes.
I stay home too much, and you know, I don't have roommates or people that live with me. And so it's easy for me to become a hermit in there. And mm-hmm. so, you know, and you need human interaction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like so much work for something that most 9 times out of 10 is like one and done, or things get very awkward, or you do something you regret, or, you know, and I just.
But that's just a part of it. I think, and that's okay.
It's not. It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you're single and you're just making all these new connections, and mm-hmm. they're kind of forced anyway because you do them on an app, not in real life,
mm-hmm.
and no matter how good and kind the person you're talking to is, I just like it's enough. Mm-hmm. I just need to step away.
Yeah, and that's
step
okay.
away and figure it out that way.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
I mean,
take a break. It's just where
I mean,
you are
I still see Bender, so like he's still in my life, but mm-hmm. you know, uh-huh. he's married and all, so that makes it difficult.
Yeah.
to have a whole bunch of time. So you know, I see him here and there, which is really nice. But at the end of the day, I feel like an arrangement would just be better.
I think it takes a lot to get comfortable with people too, and to put yourself out there,
and especially me. I don't.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard work, anyways, and to go on a bunch of first dates and not necessarily be on your best behavior because I know you'll just be yourself.
And they're normal
but it's
people,
hard.
With normal jobs, so you have to go out at their normal time. And I'm like,
well, no, that's 4 p.m. or bust. Like, I'm sorry,
it's hard to find a guy that wants to go out with you at 2:30 in the afternoon for dinner.
You need one who's 70.
Right? Fact.
I feel like this, you know, and I hate to say it.
No, no.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think this is a good idea at all.
Okay.
Because the problem is when you do something like this, you're saying, okay, I just need to be alone more now, is what you're saying.
I don't.
No, it's good. You have to be comfortable with yourself. But at the same time, that's what dating is. That's what part of life is putting yourself in these uncomfortable situations and knowing that you're going to get through it. It's not going to kill you. Nothing's going to happen. You might meet somebody absolutely great. I met my wife on Tinder.
Yeah.
We were both at a place in our life where we were kind of over all of it. and it just happened.
Right.
But I think it's okay to walk away from it once in a while, to take a couple of weeks or a month. Take a break.
Here's what I'm saying.
Work on your mental game.
I go out by myself quite a bit. Yeah. So sure. I do put myself into those positions.
And you go out with friends? I see you posting pictures out at the dinners and luncheon with friends and things like that. So I feel like you have friends as well.
I feel like just knowing you the way I know you, and my suggestion is stick with it a little bit more. Okay. Like, when did you decide to call off the date last night?
2:30.
Okay. What time was your date? Like,
6.
Like 6. And it was rainy out yesterday. It was kind of gloomy, you know.
So
you
weren't.
Yeah. So you weren't really feeling it. Yeah. But what if, you know, you would have showed up? Because when I'm going to go back to this. When I met Sarah, it was at the Patriots parade. After the Patriots parade, they had won the Super Bowl. We had been downtown. She had literally been rained on all day. And she was not. She thought I was going to stand her up because, you know, our signals got crossed of when we were going to meet and everything like that. But then we sat down at the bar and we sat there for 5 hours. We didn't know that was going to be the last first date we were ever going to have. Mm-hmm. You know,
just like stabbing me in the heart.
And that's this is what I'm saying. I don't want to see you give up.
I don't feel like I'm giving up. I'm exhausted.
If you're not gonna do it anymore, you're giving up.
Well, she's saying she's not gonna do the online stuff, and that doesn't mean she can't still meet somebody when
she's out.
Where the hell
am I gonna meet people?
Listen, you have to change your circle a little bit. You got to do a few things that are out of your comfort zone to try.
I do them all the time. Last weekend, I went to this dinner thing all by myself, thinking that it was gonna be like 10 people. It was like 70.
Right.
I was the weird old lady there.
But that's okay.
It wasn't okay. It hurt. It was awful. And you know me, I'm independent and I can do anything on my own. And this one just sucked.
Right.
And I'm just like, you know, I'm tired of I'm going to cry. I'm tired of, I'm just tired of doing it all by myself.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm saying this, because this is one-on-one interaction with somebody. Even though the way you get there is through an app, you're still going to go out and meet somebody and maybe they're having the same struggles you are. You know,
he's the nicest guy.
Exactly.
When I said I'm just having a rough day and I can't do it, he was like, "That's fine."
You told
us the nicest freaking guy.
This is the guy you told us about yesterday.
Yes.
You had a fun connection because he was witty and he gave you great pithy one-liners.
It was very funny.
So who knows? You know, maybe yesterday wasn't the right time because you weren't in the right headspace. But I don't want to see you give it up all the way.
And you're not alone. I don't want you to say you're alone because you have a lot of people around you, the people that matter and care about you.
And I need you to understand that I get that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I go home alone every day.
Sure.
And you guys go live your lives. All of my friends go live their lives.
We get it.
Sure.
So that part is hard to explain sometimes to people who don't have that.
Right.
But Salt, I won't.
No.
And I'm right.
I know.
Want to go on a double date?
With who? A guy and his dad?
I'll take the dad. You take the young blood. It'll go great.
Do we divvy them up at the end of the night? Chat. How do we do this?
Which one of us gets the dills?
Mom and dad got the bill, right? Good.
All right, kids, let's go. We're going to swan boat now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Salt brought us some funny audio. There was a proposal of some sort, and apparently it was illegal.
Holy smokes. So we went to Easter dinner at a friend's house this past weekend, and you know, you overhear a conversation here or there, and, you know, people are talking about what's going on in their lives. And, you know, a buddy, he was like, "Yeah, so I got proposed to by a girl." And I was like, "Wait, I didn't even know you were dating anybody." Mm-hmm. And so he started going into the story, and that's when I was like, "I got to record this."
Is it true that you were proposed to?
I was, yeah. It happened.
So did she get down on one knee? What happened?
No, it was more of a casual, you know, I'll pay you some money if you want to let me into this become a citizen kind of deal.
So it was a green card situation.
It was a green card deal. It was a transaction.
It was a transaction.
Wow.
Oh my God.
And so, you know, and it was funny because I was asking him, like, you know, is this legit, like a legitimate, like, or like, haha, just like joking around kind of thing. And he was like, no, this was a legitimate situation where he was asked about this. So, you know, I wanted to get some more details.
Now, do you feel like you need to turn her into the government as a result of this?
Absolutely not. I'm rooting for her. I wanna be a helping hand, you know, but not my hand in marriage. a different hand.
So you don't want to marry her?
No, I'm not gonna marry her.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, how much money was put on the table?
Around 10 grand.
Wow.
What? Did you use that 10 grand?
Oh, I would love that 10 grand. I would absolutely love that 10 grand, but it's just not that way. Not that way.
If you notice, Carol Pat was in the background going, 10 grand?
10 grand?
10
Dad,
grand?
Take Dad,
money, dumb dumb.
Dad, we could use that money.
Not nearly enough.
I would do it for 10 grand.
Not nearly
but,
enough.
No, but think about it. You know, he's at the age, you know, he's a younger guy. He's in his like mid-20s, so.
10 grand.
To him.
Yeah, but let's just say,
yeah.
You know, you got to go through the whole thing.
And you got to go through the
interviewed
process.
And you got to make up a whole backstory and all this kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to need more than 10 grand for my time and my energy.
So, no, he legitimately, like, he knows this girl. They've been friends for a while, you know, that kind of thing. It's not like there would have to be too much of that. You know, there's some.
Got
to
take fake pictures. You got to decorate the house.
Well, no.
Not that I've ever thought this one all the way through or anything.
And then, so I found
out. I'll buy one if I can't get one on my own, damn it.
One of his buddies went out there.
Russian
and did
mail order groom.
One of his buddies did some research on this and said, it's only like, yeah, like, you know, like 14% of cases get prosecuted. So it's like, he's like, you got
You're
a pretty
great.
Good eye in this situation. But so I asked him because we were at his parents' house. So we're there and I'm like, what would happen if, you know, you brought her home? If a situation like this happened, what would your parents say?
So we're here at your parents' house for Easter. What would mom and dad say if you brought her home for Easter? Hey, this is my wife.
They would be good sports, I think. I think they would say, okay, this is new and interesting, but we'll roll with the punches on this one.
Knowing your parents, yes, I think absolutely that's what they would do.
Mm. Well, you know, if everybody's in on it.
So I was like, you know, your parents are cool with it. You probably should just do it then or whatever. Right. But he actually came up with a better idea about making a little scratch on this situation.
All right. Because you declined the offer, have any of your friends come up to you and said, hey, why not throw my name in the ring?
There's some potential suitors lined up. There are.
So do you get a finder's fee?
Well, I'm curious about that myself. I might work out a deal with the suitor, potential suitor, you know, and see if they can cut me in a little bit.
All right.
But we'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes.
I hope love prevails.
I do too. I think it's all for the best.
A little headhunter fee?
Yeah.
A little 10%, I'd say.
Here's
10%.
A crazy story. In the military, this happens
all the time.
Oh, yeah.
When I was stationed in Korea, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many guys married girls whose family had money to get them that Army mm-hmm. green ID card
Germany
so that they could get back to the United States and be citizens. Mm-hmm. It happened all the time.
Yep, yeah, sure did.
I was blown away. I was like, man, you just don't realize it. But yeah, I think too, if he wasn't the guy that he was, you know, he would have been
I bet like the next time he goes out, he checks his bank statement the next morning. He's like, yeah, that 10 grand's looking really good.
Really could have used that money.
Could have been jet skis or a weekend trip somewhere.
And who knows? It might have blossomed into love. Mm-hmm.
You never know.
You never know.
Arranged marriages were a thing for a really, really long time.
You can learn to love anybody. I mean, my wife loves me now.
Think about it.
It's a long, long learning curve there.
You know, and if, you know, if she's willing to throw 10 grand for this, mate, she's got a little cash saved up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You got a nice little nest egg started there.
She'll have the mortgage.
Call out your girl. Then we're out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I want to read you something from the Miss Pink website, Kennedy. 6 months after a clear mammogram, Erin found a lump which turned out to be stage 2 triple negative, the fastest growing, fastest spreading type of tumor. A radio personality on Mix 104.1 in Boston, Erin O'Malley used her platform to encourage her listeners to check themselves. She dressed as Wonder Woman for every chemo appointment, not just to remind herself of her strength within, but to remind other warriors of theirs as well. She started giving what she calls presence of strength to fellow fighters waiting alongside her for chemo. She believes everyone entering chemo should have something tangible to hold on to, such as Cancer Sucks coloring books, Wonder Woman socks, and inspirational bracelets. Erin is in the process of turning this passion into a nonprofit. Erin O'Malley, of course, doing middays here. Good morning, Erin.
Hi. That was so nice. Thank you.
We saw all of these photographs last night on Instagram. So there was a big event. What was the event?
So it was the Boston Hot Pink Party, and it's put on by the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Amazing people.
And you were there as part of your duties as Miss Pink 2019?
Yep. Got to wear the crown and everything.
Yes.
It was very exciting.
So I saw a picture with you with Bill Belichick.
Yes. He was smiling.
No.
Erin, yes,
Brian cracked him.
He's smiling. It was very exciting.
His girlfriend called you her spirit animal, Linda Holiday.
Yeah, Linda's adorable. She's so wonderful. But the crown. She was like, "Oh, look at you in that crown. You're my spirit."
Aaron, let's cut through the pretense. We all know why you were really there, because they're trying to draft you next year. The New England Patriots need to replace tight end Rob Gronkowski after his retirement, so they went after you. True or not? The NFL draft is this weekend. Come on.
I wish. That would be lovely. I would love to do that. Even just for a day. He's a large man, by
giant,
the way.
Giant.
I mean, you see him on TV and you're like, wow, he's a big guy. But you see him in person and he's not even human.
Did you speak
huge.
With him?
I did. He's so nice.
How many words did he use?
Quite a few. Okay. Quite a few. He was so just jovial and happy, and he seems really just relaxed. Maybe he's always been that way, but I feel like, you know, retirement's...
So Gronk was there, and then also, you know, his girlfriend is a famous model, Camille Kostek. She was there as well.
Yes, so sweet. Right. Really nice girl.
Wow. It looked like it was fun.
Did you wear the crown the whole night? Because I know it's heavy.
Oh, I did. Of course you did.
I love it.
I didn't take that thing off till I got home. And then I was like rubbing my neck, and Jody goes, really? Your neck hurts? Wow, that's a first world problem, isn't it? Holding that crown up.
It's like, a Miss Pink problem, and I'll take it.
It was wonderful.
How was dinner? Was it good?
It was wonderful. It was good food? At the Intercontinental.
They put on a do. They really do. I've been to that once. Yeah.
Robert Kraft was there. It was a really nice night.
You met Robert Kraft as well?
Yeah, it was the first person I met, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was super kind. Everybody was really nice.
Right?
That's cool. Awesome.
A great organization.
How many more of these do you have lined up? Because you're doing this all year.
She just started, man. Yeah.
Is this your first event?
This is going out of the gate. This is a pretty big one out of the gate.
This is a world tour, and I'm here for it.
Ashley is in charge of Miss Pink, and I looked at her, and I was like, this is the best first event ever. She goes, yeah, I don't know how to really top this.
It's all
pretty good.
Hi, we're going to a North Shore Clam Shack opening next week.
next time you're at a middle school in Medford.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is all lovely.
We're going to pick up litter tomorrow, so...
You know. I'll do it with the crown. I have no problem doing that.
You're like, just as long as the crown. The crown is involved in there.
I feel like you need a sport crown if you're going to be picking up garbage, because that thing is heavy on your head.
Yeah. It is, but I can do it. It's all right.
An everyday one.
Oh, that's awesome. We love your vibe. Like, we love how you kept it positive for the whole thing.
I want to say, if you just got diagnosed or you're fighting the battle, please reach out, because these people, this community, it is like a huge family. They're so kind. Reach out to me and I'll get you in touch with the right people, because you don't need to do this alone. I know people are really apprehensive about asking for help, but it is out there, and that's the reason these organizations like Miss Pink exist.
So we had a woman on the show earlier this morning, and she just finished, and she's in remission now.
Mm-hmm.
Just
awesome.
Finished a year worth of chemo. She shared that story with us earlier this morning.
I'm so glad she's in remission.
All right, if you want to see pictures of Aaron hanging out with Robert
Living
Kraft.
Her best life.
Yep. Hanging out with Gronk. Hanging out with
Bill Belichick's smile.
Yeah, Linda Holiday and a smile from Bill Belichick, which I'm sure there are no photos of that anywhere ever on the internet. Go to the Mix 104.1 Instagram.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.